Ladies and gentlemen, sponsored by LCA, the new dramatic reality series premiering soon on Amazon, DBDG presents Keishing It 100. And now here is your hostess with the mostest, Keisha Anderson.
Good morning, everybody, and happy Saturday. I hope everybody is staying dry and staying warm, because on my end of the world, it's freezing and it's raining. But I want to get started, and being that it's October and it's my birthday month, I wanted to really zone in on the one thing that a lot of people, I feel, take for granted: breast cancer awareness and being a woman warrior. You might ask yourself, what is a woman warrior? Well, a woman warrior is someone who has endured so many battles, who has experienced fight after fight after fight in their lives, and they never gave up. They kept fighting no matter what, all the way to the end. And I think about a lot of women out here who either live with breast cancer or have passed from breast cancer. And it just amazes me that after all of these years, there has not been a cure for breast cancer. Why? Do you realize, I just read last night in Ridley's medical journal, I don't know how credible it is, but I found it ironic that it said 1 in 8 women will be diagnosed with breast cancer at some point in their lives. That's a lot. 1 in 8 females. Ladies, listen, we got to protect, like the little cliche-ish slogan, save the tatas. We have to save them. They're more than just something we use to feed infants. Like, we got to save our breasts, or we're all going to end up dying from breast cancer, because nobody wants to come up or come forward and give us the cure for breast cancer. Or is there a hidden agenda that there is a cure for breast cancer, but they just don't want us to know? That's the question. Recently, I was affected by breast cancer. I have a family member that just shared with me that she found a lump in her breast. And instantly, I wanted to panic, but I was like, no, wait. We don't know if it's cancer or not. Don't freak out. Just wait for her to tell you. Long story short, it was breast cancer. They were able to get rid of the cancer because they caught it early. That's another thing. Early detection means a lot. They caught it early, let alone that this same family member is taking medicine for diabetes. This family member has terrible arthritis. Like, she has so many health ailments that she already had going on. Then to add this, made it so much worse for her. And I look at her and I'm like, she's so strong, because she was freaking out. She's 60 something years old, and she has so much more she wants to do in her life. And it just got me to thinking about other women that have passed on from breast cancer. I had another aunt that passed away when I was 18 from breast cancer, and she died so early. When are we going to live better? When are we going to eat better? When are we going to stop bodies for granted and get those checkups? Yes, women are affected by breast cancer, but so are men. Let's not forget about our men. Men can get breast cancer too. But ladies, I want to encourage you, do your mammograms when you turn 40. I have to admit, I'm guilty. I haven't had my first mammogram yet, but I did schedule my appointment before you start crucifying me. I did schedule my appointment, and I have mine coming up. And I never really felt like getting a mammogram would be so important until I kept seeing and witnessing so many other women just battling breast cancer. Then you got to go through the chemotherapy and the radiation. Like, we can prevent this if we just take the precautionary measures to take care of our bodies. Ladies, once a month, do your breast exams. If you don't know how to do a self-check breast exam, get with the sister, get with your health provider, and they will show you how to do it. It takes no more than 10 to 15 minutes just to check for lumps, for any ripples in your breast, any discoloration in your breast, any drainage. That's all it takes. And ladies, come on. We know when something's not right with our bodies. We can prevent cancer from attacking us. We are warriors. I mean, after all, we are strong enough to push out 8 and 9, 10-pound babies. We should be strong enough to take care of our bodies and fight breast cancer. Do not sit there and ignore the early signs. Don't sit there and do like I did. And now when I go have my first mammogram, I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm a little nervous. I'm a little nervous because I'm 43 now. And I probably should have got one at 40. But I was like, oh, it can wait. It can wait. No, it can't. Your life can't wait. You have to take this seriously. Ladies, I have a question for you. If you knew that a 15-minute exam could add 20 to 30 more years to your life, would you do it? Think about that. If you knew cutting back sugary foods or alcohol consumption could add 30, 40 years to your life, would you do it? Would you do it for yourself? Would you do it for your family? Would you do it? How many times are we going to have to sit here and shed tears for women who are dying from breast cancer? Pharmaceutical companies, I'm calling you out now. I'm not afraid. When are you guys going to tell us the cure for cancer? I am convinced, without a shadow of a doubt, a cure for cancer, breast cancer, any type of cancer is out there, and you're not telling us. Why are you withholding this information? It is not fair. People are losing their lives daily. It's crazy to me. 1 in 8 women have a chance of having breast cancer every year. Are you so fixated on making money that you rather people die than to keep them alive? What's that about? Or is it that you really just don't care? Anybody out there that work in the pharmaceutical industry, talk to me, because I can't wrap my mind around that. We have these breast cancer walks. We have the breast cancer foundations that we all support and love. And you're going to tell me that we still haven't raised enough money to bring the cure for cancer? What is going on? Is this the America that we live in? That we're okay with still raising money for breast cancer awareness and not cultivating the solution to the problem? Yes, women, we have to do our breast exams. Yes, ladies, we have to pay attention to our bodies. And you're absolutely freaking right. We have to watch the alcohol that we consume on our bodies. We have to make sure that we're not eating garbage every day, because all of those things can contribute to diabetes, breast cancer, anything that our body is not designed for. But at the same breath, pharmaceutical companies, you say you're for the people. Are you really? Are you really? How long are we going to sit here and have funeral costs increase? I have a coworker who lost a family member from breast cancer. And when she told me what her whole family spent on the funeral, my mouth dropped. They spent $12,000 on this funeral because she had breast cancer. This woman went through chemotherapy. Let's not count the medical bills that goes with having breast cancer, the chemotherapy, the radiation therapy. You lose, there's so much that goes with this. Come on, people. Let's save lives instead of continuing to take people out. I mean, somebody talk to me. What's the solution? We got all these problems with no solutions. How long? How much longer? October is Breast Cancer Awareness Month. And I am challenging every female out there who has a family member who may have had breast cancer or has a daughter, a niece, granddaughter, auntie, whoever. I challenge you to take care of yourself, get those breast exams done. And I also challenge you guys to have that conversation. Let's save the tatas. Let's stop allowing our breasts just to be body parts that draws men to us. Let's not just look at our bodies as being sexual objects for the opposite sex. Let's look at our bodies as what they are, temples. Let's take care of our temple. Let's take care of our bodies. But it has to start with being committed. It has to start with you choosing to have those breast exams yearly. Or sooner if need be, like with me. I can admit, I feel terrible. I hadn't had a breast exam yet, but I'm going to get it done very soon. And you can best believe, once I have this breast exam, I'm going to be more proactive. And I am going to do those self-breast exams more often. I haven't been doing them every month, but I'm going to do them more often. Because my life matters, your life matters, and if nothing else, do it because you love yourselves. Thank you guys for listening to me rant and talk about breast cancer awareness. You guys have no idea how passionate I am about keeping people alive. Breast cancer is taking women out left and right. Your families need you. Your children need you. You are needed. You are valuable. And if nothing else, live for me. Have a happy Saturday. And thank you for listening to this podcast. And I thank you for tuning in pretty soon for Lights, Camera, and Action that will be premiering really soon. And thank you to DBGB. God bless and happy Saturday.